Sai Ram children, welcome to this week's Children's Hour on Radio Sai.
Sai Ram children, hope you all are fine, hale, hearty and healthy. It's very important to be healthy after all.
Oh yes. As we quote Swami always, wealth lost, nothing is lost. Health lost, something is lost. Character lost, everything lost.
Yes, only character is more important than health. So there is no point in being a healthy bad person. You should be a healthy, loving, kind and a helpful person.
We pray to Swami that all you kids grow up to be such beautiful human beings. And till then, take good care of your health.
Ganesh, it is such a wonder, isn't it? We have such a complex human body.
Of course.
There are millions of cells in our body, so many different types of cells, blood cells, nerve cells, liver cells, so many types of tissues, from the soft tendons to the hard enamel in our teeth.
Yes, the human body is so very complex. And that is what we have been learning every week from the doctor, isn't it?
Very true. But the point I'm trying to make is, such a complex and advanced body can be affected by a tiny organism like the virus or the bacteria.
Very, very true, Prem. That's really a wonder, isn't it? But what exactly is the difference in size? Maybe that can give an idea to our children, right?
Let me put it like this. Let us say an average height of a teenage child is about 5 feet.
Okay, we could say that.
Which means it is about 150 centimeters and putting it in meters, it would be 1.5 meters, right? In that case, a virus would be, hold your breath, 0.000000001 meters.
There were so many zeros there that you said I couldn't keep a count at all.
Which means a 5 feet tall person is 100 million times bigger than the virus.
Wow, that's a lot. And such a tiny creature can bring down a person with bad health. You know, Prem, when I think of this, what comes to my mind?
What is it, Ganesh?
Swami says, God is anoraniyan. God is smaller than the smallest. The same power that runs the mighty elephant runs the tiniest of virus too. Of course, we do see virus as an evil thing that affects our health. But isn't it a wonder of nature that something so tiny can contain so much power in it?
Yes, of course, Ganesh. But though we may consider viruses and bacteria as dangerous, it is very easy to ensure that we do not get harmed by these tiny creatures. For instance, there is a small bacteria that affects us which enters the human body through small cuts and wounds.
But children, don't worry. You all must have already been vaccinated against it. But this is an interesting topic to learn about today, isn't it? What is this? Tetanus. What is the precaution that we must take? That is what our Dr. Lata Shri is going to tell us today about.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Sai Ram children. Children, today I will tell you about a disease which can be very effectively prevented by immunization, that is, by taking the vaccine that is suited for that disease. This is nothing but tetanus. Tetanus is a disease which is caused by a bacillus called Clostridium tetani. This bacillus releases a toxin into the human body which produces the disease manifestations. The disease is characterized by extremely painful spasms of all the muscles in the human body, and initially there is spasm, painful spasm, especially of the jaws, and this is called locked jaw, and this gives a clue to this disease. And this is followed by spasm of the neck muscles, and then there is difficulty in swallowing, and also finally difficulty in breathing. So this disease can be fatal at times also. And such a serious disease is caused by the organism that thrives in the soil. So, this bacillus gains entry into the human body through cuts and wounds, especially the heavily soiled wounds sustained in road traffic accidents are particularly susceptible for this organism. So when the child is playing outside in the soil and the child sustains a wound, even though the wound may be very small, but the organisms can easily gain entry into the body and produce this very serious disease of tetanus. And this disease can be very effectively prevented by vaccination. Vaccination schedule starts from the newborn period. The newborn should receive 3 doses of primary vaccination of tetanus toxoid along with diphtheria and pertussis, which is called the triple DPT vaccine, at the age of 6 weeks and then 10 weeks and 14 weeks of age in the newborn period. This should be followed by the first booster dose, which is given to the child at the age of 18 months. And then the second booster dose of only diphtheria and tetanus, the DT vaccine, is given to the child at the age of 4 to 5 years. And then after, preferably once in 5 years, the child should receive an injection of tetanus toxoid, say at the age of 10 years and again at the age of 15 years. If a child which is immunized at the age of 5 years for tetanus sustains an injury, say at the age of 7 years, then there is no hurry and panic to rush to the doctor only to take the injection of tetanus toxoid. It is not necessary for another 5 years, that is up to the age of 10 years. Say the same child has an injury at the age of 12 or 13 years. If the child has received tetanus toxoid at the age of 10 years, then there is again no need to again vaccinate the child at the time of the injury. If the child has not received the regular dose of tetanus toxoid at the age of 10 years, then the child should be rushed to the hospital to receive a dose of tetanus toxoid injection. If the gap between the previous immunization with tetanus toxoid and the present injury is 5 years, then one dose of tetanus toxoid is sufficient. If the gap is more than 5 years, up to 10 years, say the child has received tetanus toxoid at the age of 5 years and not received at 10 years, and again the child has an injury at 14 or 15 years. So when the gap is more than 5 years, then the child should ideally receive 2 doses of tetanus toxoid, one at the time of injury and the second dose repeated 4 weeks later. This is in brief about immunization schedule for tetanus toxoid. And remember children, this very deadly disease can be easily prevented by following regular immunization schedule. And there is no hurry, no panic every time you have a small cut or small injury at home to rush to the doctor, provided you are adequately immunized once in 5 years against this disease. Jai Sai Ram.
So children, hope you learned some interesting facts today through that doctor's talk. So the most important thing you must keep in mind is, when you get a wound, a bruise or a cut, it is always a good idea to inform your elders.
Yes, and let them take the necessary action. But children, out of fear of such small injuries, don't stop going out and playing.
Oh yes, this is the age for that, children. Go into the garden or play field and play to your heart's content. In fact, there is no more fun way to stay healthy than to play sports and games.
But Prem, I have a question in my mind. If a tiny virus or bacteria has the same power as a human being, and if every other animal too has such power within it, does that mean there is no difference between the human birth and being born as any other creature?
That is a very good question, Ganesh. But we all know that Swami says, Jantu naam nar janma durlabham. Which means it is a rare and special thing to be born a human being compared to all other creatures.
Which means, though the potency in the physical body could be compared with other animals, there is something much more special about a human birth.
In fact, in physical comparison, some animals may even seem better. A cheetah, for instance, can run much faster than man.
A kangaroo can jump higher and birds can fly.
So there must be something beyond physical traits. What is it? Well, children, you will get the answer if you listen to the story we are going to play for you today.
As always, Sumana Madam is here to tell us a very interesting story. Shall we listen to it then?
Sai Ram, children, in today's Chinnakatha, Swami tells us why the human birth is so precious. Now listen, this happened long, long ago in a forest. A fox was sitting under a tree in deep thought. He was wondering, why are the human beings considered superior to all the animals? Man is, after all, a social animal. And in what way am I inferior to him? Every animal has its own good and bad qualities. Why then this crown of superiority on man's head? So off he went to consult the king of the jungle. After the initial greetings, the fox put forth his doubt. The lion was only too quick to agree. But then, there was no resolution for this. So after much discussion, the lion decided to call for an international conference of the United Animal Kingdom minus the humans. The agenda was to discuss the merits and demerits of man. It was man versus animals. In a week's time, the fox had executed the lion's orders. Messages of invitations were sent out to all the animals far, near. A vast area in the forest by a lake was cleared for the conference venue. On the appointed day, the animals began to gather in the venue. Soon they were all seated, small, big, long, skinny, tough, all creatures. But soon a problem arose. Who was to preside over the conference? Someone with wisdom, of course. So finally, the leaders decided to approach a sage who lived on the outskirts of the forest. They were sure, he being a man of wisdom, he would not be biased towards man. The sage agreed and came to the conference. Soon, the fox, being the secretary of the conference, welcomed all the animal participants and suggested that the animal representatives should come up stage one by one and express their opinion. The tiger was the first. He began, "Man, as well as animals, are born alike from the womb of the mother. Then why should we be addressed as jantu, meaning mere animals, and he be addressed as manava? Shouldn't we be addressed alike? This is discrimination." The tiger screeched. There was a big applause and he descended the stage. Next on the stage was the dog. He barked out, "I am the symbol of gratitude. I am grateful to man throughout my doggy life. But man, don't ask. He never remembers any good done to him by the others, and never forgets or forgives one wrong done by his friends to him. But he only boasts of his little good deed he would have done once upon a time. Isn't he so self-centered? Even when he serves his own master, he cheats and he is ungrateful to the core, unlike me." All animals nodded. Next was the cow's plea. She said, "Man gives me little straw, and I give him nourishing milk. He starves my baby calf and takes all the milk for himself and his children. Then, the moment I go dry, I am ill-treated and ignored and sold to a butcher. Tell me, O holy sage, isn't man cruel and ungrateful yet again?" The crow flew up to the dais next. Clearing his throat, he began. "Oh, animal friends, you all are the witness to this. If we crows find even a small crumb of food somewhere, we call out to our family and friends near and far to come and partake their share. But this man, he hoards and hoards and stocks up his cupboards. He has forgotten sharing and caring. Then how can he consider himself superior to us, O sage?" A small squeak was heard from the back. Oh, it was the little fish representative peeping above the waters. He said, "O sage, I cause no harm to man. I serve him by keeping the ponds, lakes, tanks and rivers clean, by eating away the dirt that is thrown in the water by man. But the foolish man eats me. That's okay. But he pollutes the very same life-giving waters again. It suffocates me." Every animal nodded in disgust at man's action. Then the cat boasted about its clean habits, the elephant about its intelligence and utility, and thus it went on and on and on for 3 long days. At the end of the 3-day conference, the sage moderator was asked to give his views. There was pin drop silence as the sage began. "Listen, O my kinsmen of the jungle. All that you have said about man is true. But still, man is the noblest of all creation. You animals are governed by instincts, whereas man is gifted with the power of discrimination by God. This helps him discriminate between right and wrong, good from evil, and truth from untruth. This makes him superior to all else in the creation. The fox interrupted, "Oh sage, what if this superior animal called man doesn't use his discriminatory power?" The sage answered, "Then he is worse than animals." The animals were satisfied with this answer and soon dispersed. Dear children, you all must have heard a little voice speak before any action is performed. It tells, "No, don't do it," or encourages if the act is right to perform. That voice is the voice of conscience, the voice of God. It helps us to discriminate between right and wrong action. Our beloved Baba tells, when you are not able to obey that voice of conscience, remind yourself over and over, "I am not an animal, I am a man, I am a human." This mantra will help each one of us to never perform any wrong act. So children, I hope you love the story. With this, it is Sairam from me.
Wow, that was a very interesting story. And how true. Only we can discriminate between good and bad, right and wrong.
Yes, God has given human beings a special ability to take what is useful and discard what is bad. You know, children, what is considered one of the greatest inventions of man that has changed the history of humanity itself?
It is the making of fire. Till then, all animals, including prehistoric man, was scared of fire. But when he learned to make fire by striking two flint stones, he could harness the fire for his own use.
And from that, he not only learned to cook, but he started making his various metal implements. And that was one more important art that man mastered. You see, children, metal comes from the earth, isn't it? From what is called metal ore. Man mastered the art of removing the useful metal from its useless ore.
So, similarly, if we can remove the good from the bad in our everyday life and associate with the good, it is best for us. There are so many food items available in the market. Take what is good for your health. There are types of people in life. We should be able to make the distinction between who is good company and who is bad company.
Yes, children. This discrimination is what differentiates a human being from other creatures. All that is fine, Ganesh, but this week, do you know, we have another important event coming up.
Oh, yes. How can we forget it, Prem? Children, it is the 69th Indian Independence Day. It is a day we proudly celebrate our country and humbly salute all those great men and women who have won this independence for all of us.
Children, we love India so much, and if Ganesh and I start talking about our great country, we surely won't stop for a few hours. But maybe, in this context, it is important to ask ourselves this very important question. Why should we love our country at all?
And what is the quality of loving one's motherland called? It is called patriotism.
Of course, if you are from some countries like Germany or Sweden or Finland, then your patriotism is love for your fatherland.
That's true. People in these countries refer to their country as fatherland. So the question is, why is it important to have love for our country? Children, why do we say that patriotism is also a human value?
In fact, patriotism is considered an important value even in the Satya Sai education syllabus. That is, it is taught to children in SSC classes.
Oh, in that case, Prem, wouldn't it be nice if we can attend an SSC class on patriotism?
Oh, I'm sure that will be any day better than we both talking or explaining this virtue. Children, remember we said humans, to be different from animals, should have what is called human values.
And this is indeed a very important human value. So children, come, let us join this SSC class on patriotism.
The teacher lovingly receives the SSC Group 2 students as they enter the classroom. She has set up a surprise for the children. She has decorated the class with brightly colored flags of different countries of the world. True to her expectations, as the young children enter the class, their faces turn jubilant at the sight of colorful flags. And that's an ambience perfectly set for a session of learning.
Wow! The class looks so wonderful today. Yes, it's so colorful. Hey, look! There is the flag of my country, Pakistan. The striking green and white combination is hard to miss. Oh, and do you see the third one from the right? That is our Canadian flag with the red maple leaf. John, do you know why the class is decorated with so many flags today? No idea, but I'm waiting to find out.
The teacher is pleased that her efforts have aroused the curiosity of her children and is now ready to begin the day's session.
Sairam, children.
Sairam, teacher.
From my seat, I see a mosaic of wonderful expressions on your faces. On some, I can see excitement. On some, joy, curiosity, and even a big wide grin. So I guess all of you are surprised and waiting to hear what we are going to do today. Any guesses? Yes, Maria?
I'm sure it has something to do with the topic for today.
You're right, but what do you think the theme could be?
Is it about being able to identify the national flags of various countries? Is it about Independence Day? I know, it must be about respecting all countries.
Are we going to learn about the different countries of the world?
Okay, let me tell you, all of you are right in a way, because what each of you said would be a part of the topic of today. Today, we are going to talk about patriotism. Has any of you heard that word before? Yes, Khalid?
Patriotism is the feeling of love for one's own country.
Yes, Satya Sai Baba says that our love for our country is as important as our love for God. Can you think and tell me, why is it important for us to love our country? We should love God, our parents, our families, our friends, etc. But why should we love our country? Yes, Meena?
We should love our country because that is where we belong.
Yes, very true. Your country is your identity. You may live anywhere in the world, but you will be allowed to do so only because your country is there behind you, giving you an identity. That is why you have a passport as your identification. And it is based on your identity that any country will allow you to stay there.
We must love our country because the country belongs to us. Wherever we are, we have a responsibility towards our country.
Excellent. Anyone else?
Our country gives us so much. A place to live all our life. Facilities like education and security. In return, we must be grateful towards it and love it with all our heart.
Very true. So we all agree that we must love our country, right? So how do we express our love for our country?
By keeping it clean and by following the laws of the country. Basically, by being a good citizen. By respecting the culture and traditions of the country. By loving the people of our country and by serving the poor and needy people of our country.
Very good, Khalid. Loving the country means loving the people of the country.
We should be like the soldiers. When required, we should be ready to sacrifice our own comforts and pleasures for the safety and security of our country.
Teacher, I think even if we do our best in whatever we are doing, that is also being patriotic. Like Sachin Tendulkar, who is an excellent cricketer and wins for his country, or like Michael Phelps, who is the world's best swimmer and wins for the US. Am I right?
Yes, you're right, Karthik. Doing our best for the sake of our country is patriotism. But we must remember that when we play for our country, we should be competing with ourselves to do our best and not with others. Meaning, we should do our best to do our country proud, but not with the intention of putting another country down. Are there any other ways in which we can express our patriotism?
By standing up for what is right, by fighting any injustice like corruption, exactly what Mahatma Gandhi did for India, or Martin Luther King Jr. did for America,
or Nelson Mandela for South Africa.
Very good. You've indeed hit the nail on the head. Now, a good way to know about the greatness of our country is to listen or to read about the brave men and women, national leaders and mythological heroes of our countries. We often find monuments built for national heroes as a mark of respect for them, so that children will look up to them as their role models.
Teacher, but how are all these flags related to patriotism?
A national flag is the most powerful symbol of a nation, its history and ideals. Respecting the national flag is the same as respecting the country. When you respect your national flag and sing your national anthem, you will feel the love of your country surging within you.
Teacher, you have always been telling us, Sai Baba says, we must love all and serve all. So, by being a patriot, aren't we limiting ourselves to love only our country?
An ideal patriot is one who loves his own country, his people, and who equally respects the country he lives in and the people of all other nations. Sai Baba says that every country is like one room of a large mansion, or like different parts of a whole. So we must love our country, but we must always be aware that we are all part of humanity as a whole. It is only when everyone does what he has to do for his country that every country will do well, and then there will be peace and joy in the world.
Now I understand.
Children, can you name some great patriots?
Joan of Arc,
Benjamin Franklin, Winston Churchill, Subhash Chandra Bose, Jawaharlal Nehru, Bal Gangadhar Tilak, and Mahatma Gandhi.
Wow, your children know them all. John had mentioned the name of Mahatma Gandhi earlier. Let us take a closer look at what made Mahatma Gandhi a great patriot. Mahatma Gandhi was born in India. At the age of 18, he left for England to study law. Later, he practiced law in South Africa. Once when Gandhi boarded a train in South Africa for a first-class passenger ticket, the railroad officials told him that he needs to transfer to the third-class passenger compartment as the first-class compartment was only for people of the white race. When Gandhi questioned why he should move to the third class when he was holding a first-class passenger ticket, he was pushed off the train. The incident motivated Gandhi and he decided that he could not let this injustice continue. Gandhi spent the next 20 years working against social injustice in South Africa by adopting the principles of courage, truth and non-violence. When he came back to India, he was deeply moved by the suffering of the poor and the people's struggle for freedom. He established Sabarmati Ashram to teach Satyagraha. When we translate into English, Satyagraha means holding on to truth, following the principles of non-violence, truth and respect for all religions. Mahatma started the Indian independence movement from Sabarmati Ashram using the same principles. Though in the beginning other leaders were not happy with his peace plan, later they followed Gandhi's principles. Great leaders like Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King Jr. were inspired by Gandhi's principles of truth and non-violence. They applied the same approach to the struggles in their own countries. Gandhiji sacrificed his life for the country and is a shining example of a great patriot.
Teacher, do only national leaders become great patriots?
Good question, Maria. Anyone can be a good patriot if he has love and devotion to his country. For example, every country has soldiers who work in difficult conditions and sacrifice their lives to protect their country. Soldiers stay away from their families, may have to live without food in extreme climates. Children, you should get involved in community activities like scouting, attend National Day celebrations, learn National Pledge and National Anthem, visit national monuments and museums, and learn about culture, heritage and history of your country. That will increase the love you have for your country. Now for some activity. Shall we have a quiz today?
Yay!
We will have four rounds. The first round is about national heroes. Second round is about national flags. And the final two rounds will be a mixed bag. Each direct question carries 10 points. A passed on question carries 5 marks. And there are no negative marks for the wrong answer. Please seat yourselves quickly according to your houses, truth, right action, peace and love. Round 1. The first question goes to team truth. Name the great personality whose birthday is celebrated as the International Day of Nonviolence.
Mahatma Gandhi.
Wow, that's a great start. You get 10 points. Question 2 to team right action. Which contemporary Nobel Prize winner said, "I also believe that patriotism must involve the willingness to sacrifice, to give up something we value on behalf of a larger cause."
Is it Nelson Mandela?
No, dear. The question passes to team peace.
Mother Teresa?
Wrong answer. Question passes to team love.
Suchi?
Oh, no. The right answer is the president of the USA, Barack Obama.
Oh.
Question 3 to team peace. Name the leader of the American Civil Rights Movement who was inspired by Mahatma Gandhi and who was also a Nobel Prize winner.
Martin Luther King Jr.
You get 10 points. Question 4 to team love. Which great patriot said, "Freedom is my birthright and I must have it"?
Jawaharlal Nehru.
No, dear. The question passes to team peace.
Lokmanya Tilak.
That's the right answer. 5 points to team truth. On to round 2. The first question goes to team truth. The national flag of which country is unique in shape? The flag is not rectangular in shape. It is shaped like a double pennant. That is, two overlapping triangles.
Singapore?
No, dear. Question passes to team right action.
Thailand?
Are you sure? Or is it a guess?
Teacher, it is a guess.
Sorry, children. It's a wrong guess. Team Peace, it's your turn now.
Nepal.
That's the right answer and you score 5 points. The second question of round 2 goes to team right action. What is special about the flags of Vatican City and Switzerland?
Both the flags have same colors?
No, dear. The question passes to team peace.
Both the flags are rectangular?
You made a guess, but not quite right. The answer is related to the shape, but your answer is not quite right. Question passes to team right action.
These are the only flags which are perfect squares.
Wonderful! You get 5 points for the perfect answer. The third question of round 2 goes to team peace. Which country's flag is also known as maple leaf flag?
That's easy. Canada.
10 points to Team Peace. The last question of this round goes to Team Love. What does the red circle in the center of the Japanese flag represent?
It represents the rising sun.
You get 10 points. Children, Japan is also known as the land of the rising sun. After two rounds, the scores are Truth with 15 points, Right Action nil, Peace with 25 points, and Love with 10 points. Let us move on to the third round, Mixed Bag. The first question goes to Team Truth. The highest military award of the USA is the Medal of Honor, and that of Great Britain is the Victoria Cross. Name the equivalent military award of India given for the highest degree of valor or sacrifice.
Pass.
Question passes to Team Right Action.
Paramveer Chakra?
That's perfect. You get 5 points. Children, Paramveer means bravest of the brave. Question 2 goes to Team Right Action. It is a direct question to you. If you're right, you get 10 points. Who said this? Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Winston Churchill?
That's not the right answer. Question passes to Team Peace.
Margaret Thatcher?
No, dear. The question passes to Team Love.
Mahatma Gandhi?
Can Team Truth give a try?
William Wordsworth?
Oh no, he was a poet. The quiz master gets the points for the right answer. Children, this patriotic statement, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country, was made by John F. Kennedy, the ex-president of the USA. Now question 3 to Team Peace. Whose birth anniversary is celebrated as the National Day of Patriotism in India?
Bhagat Singh?
Incorrect. Question passes to Team Love.
Subhash Chandra Bose?
That's the right answer. 5 points to Team Love. Before I go further, let me point out to you that Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose must have been such a true patriot that Sri Satya Sai Baba is full of praise for him. Baba says, Bose understood the spiritual glory of India and worked honestly and selflessly to honor Bharat Mata or Mother India. Not too many leaders have received such recognition. Alright, now we are on to the final question of round 3. Question to Team Love. You all must have heard about or even seen the Statue of Liberty in New York, in the USA. This statue is a symbol of freedom, democracy and international friendship. Now tell me, which country presented this statue to the USA as a mark of friendship?
Great Britain.
Question passes to Team Truth.
Japan?
No, dear. Question passes to Team Right Action.
Canada?
Question passes to Team Peace.
France.
Excellent. 5 points to Team Peace. Let us move on to the final round, Mixed Bag. Question 1 goes to Team Truth. What is unique about Spain's national anthem?
Spanish national anthem has no lyrics. Only music is played.
10 points to Team Truth. The second question goes to Team Right Action. What words are engraved on the national emblem of India?
Satyameva Jayate, meaning truth alone triumphs.
Right answer. You get 10 points. The third question goes to Team Peace. What is the national animal of Bahrain?
Oryx.
Great. You get 10 points. Last question goes to Team Love. What is the national flower of India?
Lotus.
You said it right. You get 10 points. The lotus petals, which suggests that we have to open up our loving hearts to the entire world. On this note, we conclude the quiz. The final scores are Team Truth with 25 points, Team Right Action with 20 points, Team Peace with 40 points and Team Love with 30 points. Let us have a big round of applause for the wonderful participation. All of you have done very well. Team P has scored the highest points. Let us give them a big hand.
Teacher, the quiz was so much fun.
I can see that you all enjoyed playing it. Now is the time to relax our minds and calm ourselves. We'll soon be tuning in with a few minutes of silent sitting. So please sit as always with your backs straight and eyes gently closed. Take in a slow deep breath and relax as you breathe out. Take in another deep breath and relax as you breathe out. Breathe in and feel your body being filled with love energy. As you breathe out, imagine that any hidden feelings such as sadness, anger, fear, or boredom are leaving you and drifting away. Continue the gentle breathing till you have cleared all negativity from within you. Now you can feel clean and good. Now visualize your country with its beautiful rivers, mountains, and the green grass. Think of the culture and heritage of your country. Feel the love of your country in your heart. Think of your fellow countrymen and send loving thoughts to them. Spread your love to your neighboring countries and then further spread your love to all the countries in the world. Now feel that all are one in the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. Spread the loving energy from your heart to all the children around the world. Think of the children in Afghanistan and Africa and Japan and send them your love. Now think of all the adults in the world and spread this love to them. Think of all the nature, from the creatures of the air to those that walk on land, to those that live in rivers, lakes, and seas. Send them your loving energy. Visualize the globe surrounded by the pink energy of love. The world is now filled with the loving energy. Slowly open your eyes and gently smile at the person sitting next to you. Children, are you all feeling good?
Yes, teacher.
Teacher, we didn't sing a song today. Can we sing one now?
We don't have much time. Okay, let us sing right away.
Yes, teacher.
Shall we sing? We shall love our country.
I'm thrilled to hear you all sing in one voice. I can see the young patriots in all of you. Let me read to you a few things that Satya Sai Baba has always been telling his students. He says, love and serve your homeland. Do not hate or hurt the homeland of others. Respect your motherland and the land where you live. Never indulge in criticizing other countries or people belonging to other nations. It is your fundamental duty to serve the society in which you are born and brought up. Never go against the laws of the land where you live. Children, always remember these words. They are full of wisdom and they will always keep you on the right path. Baba also stresses on the importance of respecting one's mother tongue.
I heard my mother telling my father the other day that Satya Sai Baba has done so much service for the needy in villages. He has also established super specialty hospitals and educational institutions and is providing free facilities for all. In fact, we have to learn from him how one can serve his country and the people of the world.
You are absolutely right. Let us always keep him as our role model. Then we too will be able to achieve at least a fraction of what he has achieved. Before we disperse, there is a small assignment for this week. You have to collect pictures of your country's map, national flag, national symbols, and some of the national heroes of your country and make a poster with an apt title. Do make it as best as you can. We shall put it up in our monthly exhibition. Okay? God bless you, children. Sai Ram.
Thank you, teacher. Sai Ram.
So children, there's nothing more to say on patriotism, isn't it? So whichever country you may belong, do try to serve your country.
Service to motherland is equal to service to your own mother. And we hope you learn some important lessons and facts in the program as always.
Well, it is then time for us to say farewell. But not before we promise to see you all next Thursday at 7:30 p.m.
Till then children, have a nice time. See good, do good, and be good. That is the best way to please Swami. See you next week, children. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, children.
पुकारे तिरंगा भी तुमको पुकारे। Got it.